Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu. Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We're now going to turn to the impact that Tropical Storm Harvey is having on oil refineries and the price of gasoline. Joining me to talk about that is Nathan Bomey. He's a business reporter for USA Today. He wrote a piece yesterday headlined, "Here's How Much Hurricane Harvey is Driving Up Gas Prices." Welcome to On Point, Nathan. And what's the answer to that? How much is the hurricane driving up gas prices?
Hey, thanks for having me. You know, it depends on where you live in the country, but the impact could be up to about 25 cents per gallon. If you haven't seen it already, it's probably coming. And that's because wholesale gas prices are a leading indicator of retail prices, and wholesale is moving up. So, you know, that's obviously because the refineries in the Houston and Corpus Christi area that have had to shut down because of the incredible flooding and of course, the storm damage have, you know, left basically this region with shortages. And so, likely we will see that in the next couple days if it isn't already happening in your area.
And just as a real basic question, remind us, I mean, this is, we're talking about the Gulf Coast being a major petrochemical center, huge area of oil chemical production. Talk to us about how much of that area drives that industry.
Yeah, this is significant. I mean, and this is an energy-rich area. Obviously, the energy economy drives Houston in many respects. And so, you know, the refinery business in particular, about, you know, more than 10% of the nation's capacity is actually there in the Houston area, which is obviously significant. And so, you know, with many major facilities having to shut down temporarily, including Exxon's facility in Baytown, for example, which is one of the biggest in that area, this is, you know, a significant impact. Because, you know, ultimately, you know, had the storm gone a little bit to one way or another, perhaps the impact could have been muted. But because Houston is so heavily dependent on refining and oil production, this is really, you know, was sort of a worst case scenario. That said, of course, you know, 25 cent increase on the gallon of gas is not going to break the bank for a lot of people since prices are already low. So that's, I guess, suppose, you know, for people who are, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, you know, I don't think that this is going to break the bank necessarily, but certainly this is not, this is an unexpected cost for a lot of folks.
I also read that price hikes in gas could vary depending on where in the country you are. Why would there be regional differences in how much price increase you'd see?
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And so gas, you know, moves basically from this area to the Midwest in particular and through pipelines and such to other areas of the country. But I think the Midwest will be particularly hard hit. We're looking at maybe up to 25 cents a gallon there. I think obviously the Gulf Coast, that, you know, goes without saying, there'll be increases there. There could be some shortages, for example, in certain areas of Texas where gas stations may not be able to get the gasoline that they need because of basically freight issues and shipping problems there. I think the Northeast will definitely see a, you know, an increase of maybe 10 to 15 cents a gallon. The West, probably not as big of an impact because not as much of the refining capacity ends up going out west, but certainly there will be a little bit of an impact there as well.
And so is the issue that the refineries are either damaged or were shut down as a precaution and that ends up creating a hiccup in supply?
Yeah, right now it's a little bit too early to say exactly how much long-term damage there could be. I think that there is an indication that there may not be a lot of long-term damage because the wind wasn't as big of a factor as the rain. That said, I think that we'd be fooling ourselves if we believed there was no long-term damage here. So as the water subsides, some of those assessments will start to occur. And I think, I'm sure there will be some, but at least at the moment it looks like it won't be widespread permanent damage, which, of course, could lead to long-term increases in gas prices. But right now, there is one sort of saving grace for motorists right now, which is that we are coming to the end of the summer driving season. And so gas prices typically fall in early September anyways. And so demand obviously falls off because people aren't traveling as much anymore. Back to school, of course, puts a stop to a lot of travel. So that would naturally actually usually send prices lower at this time of year. And so we're actually seeing the reverse of that. But those economics will catch up at some point.
You just touched on what I wanted to ask next, which is if we do see a price hike, how do we know when that price hike may subside? What would the factors be? Would it be, for example, however long it takes to repair or reopen damaged refineries?
I think so, yes. I think as soon as those refineries can get back online, then we'll start to see the gas prices likely come back down. Of course, you know, it's sometimes it's always hard to say with any specificity exactly how gas prices will flow, since it's sometimes anybody's guess. But I think that 1 to 3 weeks probably will likely see things return back to normal. But again, if there is unexpected long-term damage, for example, at the Baytown facility that Exxon runs, that's a significant plant. And if there is long-term damage there, then that could affect things. But, you know, there are other refineries. Another issue here is shipping channels, the Houston Shipping Channel, which is a major route through which a lot of this gasoline moves. If the outage there that's currently in place continues for longer, then that could also lead to higher increases for longer times. So we'll see, but I think 1 to 3 weeks is your best bet for how long these increases will last.
Do you have a sense, Nathan, of what the larger impact on the larger Houston economy will be? We're talking specifically about gas and oil. There are obviously other industries there. Any sense of the long-term impact on what Houston and its business climate looks like after this?
Well, you know, in terms of the impact on individuals, obviously it's massive, and tens of billions of dollars of damage that we've discussed at length. You know, and of course, you already discussed some of the insurance implications there, and there's no doubt that the personal impact is devastating. In terms of the impact on the on businesses in this area, you know, one to look at would be the automotive sales, for example. Edmunds is projecting this morning probably a 2% decline in auto sales in August nationwide because of what's happening in Texas.
Now, because cars are produced down there?
Because cars are sold in high quantities in the Houston area, which of course is a major population center for the country. And so actually that alone is enough to drag down the numbers for August.
A lot to assess. Nathan Bohme, business reporter for USA Today, thank you for joining us.
Glad to do it. Thank you.
And listeners, you can join the conversation and get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. You can also follow us on Twitter and find us on Facebook at On Point Radio. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in for Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.